弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
每一次唱到这条歌 ，What a friend we have in Jesus， 何等朋友，我主耶稣。
Every time I come and sing of the song, What a friend we have in Jesus.
我相信对很多人都是一个非常深的安慰，而且一个说不出来的鼓励。
I know it's a deep comfort and a great encouragement for many of us.
我想我们在开始的时候，我们一方面感恩，让我们可以自由的在这里敬拜。
And again, at the very beginning, we're very thankful that we can come and worship freely.
然后让我们也不要忘记继续为着在乌克兰那里发生的战事继续祷告。
And we continue to pray for the situation over at Ukraine.And the war that is happening, and we'll continue to pray.
我们开始的时候，我们一起有个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，当我们想到在那块地上有多少的家人分散，有多少的人的性命丧失，我们就为他们担心。
Lord, when you think of Ukraine and how many families are torn apart and...Lord, how many people have lost their lives, oh Lord, our hearts are weary.
主啊，我们仍然在这里向你呼求，你的公义在那里掌权。
Lord, we continue to cry out to you that your righteousness will reign.
你的怜悯，你的恩典覆庇在战区中的那些百姓和神的儿女们。
And Lord, your mercy and your grace to be upon all those people who are going through this time of war, and particularly your people.
在这个时候，我们特别求你的旨意能够通行。
And we pray that your will be done.
虽然事情让人担心，让人着急，但是主，我们仍然信任你以海沙为界。
And Lord, we know that we worry and when.We are concerned, but oh Lord, you are the one who established the boundaries.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Lord Most High still reigns in this earth.
洪水泛滥的时候，你仍然坐着为王。
Yes, in the midst of the flood, you are still enthroned.
主啊，我们仰望你，真是仰望你。我们为着那里的教会，为着那里神的儿女们，也特别的呼求。
And yes, Lord, we look to you, particularly pray for your churches and pray for your people in that land.
我们也为周围国家。有那么多教会或是灾民的机构，我们也求你赐给他们足够的资源、力量和恩典。
And we pray for the surrounding nations, oh Lord, the aid that they would be able to bring to this nation.
我们更是求你让许多的人在丧失性命之前，他们有机会来认识你，来接受你。
And yes, Lord, we pray for all those, oh Lord, that before they would even lose their lives, they would have an opportunity to hear the gospel. They would have an opportunity to receive you.
我们也求你唤醒那些似乎在平安中的众教会，让我们起来扬声祷告。
Lord, we pray that you will have a wake-up call for all the churches who are in tranquility, at peace, that we will rise up to pray.
我们不光为着乌克兰那里祷告，我们也为着我们知道你快要回来，主啊，让教会能够刚强，能够复兴。
Lord, we pray not simply for Ukraine, but oh Lord, we pray for your church. We know that you are, your return is drawing near, that we will rise up and be revived.
让所有沉睡的人、沉睡的教会，我们都能够醒过来。
That all the sleepers would be awakened.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 然后我想这样子让人担心的事情，一波未平，一波又起，会继续的出现在我们的生活中。
I know the things that would worry us, although they would come wave after wave into our lives.
这几天我们也接到在东欧的一些基督徒。中国的基督徒教会弟兄姊妹给我们来信，告诉我们他们那里情形。
And we receive a lot of newsletters from brothers in Eastern Europe, to let us know the condition that is going on over there.
我们只能够说非常不容易，我们也绝对不能够把神的恩典当作平常。
And we know it's not easy, and I absolutely want to remind us that we don't take the grace of God for granted.
好，我们今天要继续交通约书亚记。
And today we're going to continue in the book of Joshua.
跟我们每一个人属灵的生命的成长发生的绝对的关系。
And I want to say that it has absolute relation to every one of our growth before God.
今天我们要讲的是在得胜之前的必经之路。
And today the theme of the message is the necessary pathway to victory.
如果要让今天的信息对大家有更深入的帮助的话，我们对第一堂跟第二堂的信息一 定要非常非常的深刻。
For us to be able to comprehend the messaging today is that we need to come to understand, at least have a recollection of the first and second message.
因为今天的信息是建立在前两堂的信息上。
Because the message today is built upon the last two messages.
我没有时间全部总复习，我就很简短的提一下过去两堂我们讲了什么。
I don't have the chance to go through the entire message series again. I'll just very briefly summarize.
第一堂的信息重在讲到我们是一般独居的民，不列在万民中。
The very first message speaks of the fact that we are a special people that is not numbered among the nations.
我们是被神特别分别出来，特别从世界招出来的一般人。
We are a people that has been set apart, that has been called out of this world.
我们跟世人在神的眼中是截然不同。
We are absolutely different from the rest of the world.
我们是属神的人。
We are people that belong to God.
我们被救出来，被召出来，不仅蒙恩，而且让我们可以来侍奉神。
We've been saved, we've been called out. Not only we can receive His grace, but we can come and serve the living God.
所以神把他们从埃及救出来。
So God has delivered them out of Egypt.
神陪着他们穿过了大而可畏的旷野。
And God with them walked through this great wilderness.
现在来到约旦河边。
And now they come to the edge of the River Jordan.
所以我们第二堂的信息我们讲一二三进迦南。
The second message we say 1, 2, 3, let's enter into Canaan.
一个荣耀的呼召。
One that's a glorious calling.
召我们都要起来进入迦南。
That calls all of us to rise up and enter into Canaan.
迦南说到基督自己。
And Canaan speaks of Christ himself.
所以我们上一次讲到迦南地特别说到基督丰盛。全备的救恩
and we talk about the fullness, the complete salvation in Christ.
讲到是基督丰盛的生命
and talk about the fullness of the life of Christ as represented in Canaan.
也讲到在基督里面我们最深的满足跟完全的安息
and our deepest satisfaction and our complete rest is also in Christ.
所以神呼召我们
so God calls us.
他不光把我们救出来带出来
He not only delivered us, brought us out.
他要把我们带进去
but His purpose is to lead us in.
所以当基督当耶稣来到地上的时候他的名字叫耶稣就是要把我们救出来
So when Jesus came to this world He bears the name Jesus to deliver His people out of sin
他的名字又叫以马内利是要把我们带进去
His name is also called Emmanuel that we would be brought into the presence of God
让我们能够承受所有属天的祝福
That we may inherit all the blessings in the heavenly places
让我们在基督里面能够承受神本性一切的丰富
That in Christ we may come and receiveall the fullness that is in Christ
可以得生命而且得到更丰盛的生命
that we may have life and have it even more abundantly
同样的在希伯来书也告诉我们在基督里面我们进入了最深的安息
and the book of Hebrews tells us that we have entered into his rest
得到了最深的满足
and that we have entered and received the greatest satisfaction in Christ
这三件事情都太令人羡慕了
and these three things are so admired by all of us
我们成为基督徒我们就是为了这么有福的一个在基督里荣耀的恩典。
And again, to be a Christian is to be one that is receiving such amazing grace in Christ.
所以为了这样子的一件呼召。
And again, because of this calling,
有两个提醒。
There are two reminders.
要勇敢，不要害怕。
Be courageous and do not be afraid.
在我们往前承受这么大祝福的时候。
Before you proceed to receive this inheritance.
一定会碰到挑战，会碰到征战。
You will come across challenges. You will come across warfare.
那神说你们不要惧怕。
And so God said to them, "Do not be afraid."
因为我与你们同在。
Because I am with you.
第二个提醒。
The second reminder.
要照着律法书上一切所说的来讨神喜悦。
Do according to everything that is in the laws of the Lord to please the Lord God.
这是两个提醒，然后。神接着给了我们三个非常非常宝贵的应许、啊、
So these two reminders and then what follows the three precious promises
隔了一个月我不晓得大家还记不记得
It's been a month, do you still remember what they are?
加油第一个是什么
Number one
脚掌所踏之地都要赐给你们为业
Everywhere your feet trod it shall be your inheritance
换句话说我们一定要起来亲自来经历神给我们的应许
And in other words, we ourselves need to rise up andpersonally experience the promises of God.
基督教不是说说谈谈的。
Christianity is not just to be talked about.
基督教是走路的。
Christianity is one of faith that's walking in faith.
所有真实的祝福真实的得胜决定从走路来的。
All true blessings, all true, everything that is true comes about by us walking.
所以脚掌所踏之地就赐给你。
So everywhere you tread, it will be yours.
不走就没有。
If you don't walk,
不走
will not be yours.
仅只得救而已。
If you do not walk, you are merely saved.
第二个。
Secondly,
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
In all the days of your life, no one shall be able to stand before you.
换句话说，没有一个难处会大到我们不能够往前的。
In other words, not a single challenge would be so great such that it would stop you from progressing.
同样的，也要不甘心让任何的人事物阻止我继续的往前。
Secondly, we would not allow anything, any person to hinder me from moving forward.
不管它是什么。
It doesn't matter what it is.
你的工作也好，你的小孩也好，你的家庭也好，最大的男主我们说就是我自己。
Whether it's your work, your kids, your family, I said to everyone that the greatest obstacle is we ourselves.
我的肉体，我的自私，我这个人常常成为我不能往前的原因。
My flesh, my selfishness, this person is the one that hinders me from moving forward.
第三个应许是什么
？The third promise. Do you remember what that was?
啊，这大家送弟兄姊妹 farewell 的时候，一般都会写这句话。
And every time,
约书亚记第一章第九节。
Every time we send someone away, we will always give this verse.
要刚强，要壮胆，因为我已应许过你，无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Be bold, be courageous. Because no matter where you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见神有这么荣耀的呼召。
And we, again, as we see that God has such a glorious calling,
这么宝贵的应许,
such wonderful promises,
所以我们都要起来答应这个呼召开始往前去,
so we all ought to rise up and say yes to the Lord and move forward.
征战的确要付代价的,
it's the battles we have to pay a price.
但是我们刚才读过了这些以后, 我们知道不征战代价更大,
and all the things that we've gone through just now, if we do not do warfare, the greater price we will pay.
原谅我说, 我们不肯起来走路, 不肯起来征战, 那个代价大到我们不能 afford.
And I will tell you this, if you're unwilling to rise up and walk, you're unwilling to rise up and fight, the price that you pay is greater than what you can ever imagine.
仇敌都叫我们注重眼前的，注重今生的，注重我的感觉，而忽略了永恒的东西。
And the enemy wants us to focus on the now, the present, so that we would neglect that which is eternal.
所以征战，我们讲到属灵征战的时候，说到它的全面性，说到它的真实性，说到它的严肃性。
And when we talk about spiritual battle, we talk about the holistic sense of this battle, the reality of this battle, and how severe it is.
但是我们征战不是只是为了打仗。
But I will tell you, when we battle, when we go and do warfare, it's not just for the sake of fighting.
约书亚记告诉我们征战的目的，为了承受产业。
Joshua, in the book of Joshua, tells us that every battle is for the purpose that they may gain inheritance.
我们之所以征战，神召我们出来。
The reason why we engage in warfare, the reason why God calls us,
让我们能够在基督里承受神所要给我们的这一切。
That in Christ we may inherit everything that God has desired for us to receive.
所以我们今天要讲征战之前该有的预备。
And so today we're going to come and look at the necessary preparations before these victories.
在征战之前我们必经的一条路该有的经历。
And the necessary pathway, the experiences we ought to have before we come to claim victory.
几乎每一个国家都有自己的军队。
And I think every nation in this world have their own army.
他这个军队的力量多少，不仅仅在乎他的装备，也在乎他平常的训练。
The armed forces, the strength of this force is not only of the, what they possess, but the training that they go through.
中国有一句话说养兵千日用于一时，对不对？训练军队训练一千天，为了那一天要用。
There's a saying in China, that in Chinese, that you train your army for thousands of days just for a moment of time.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天每一天都是神在预备我们，在教育我们的时候。
And brothers and sisters, every single one of our today is God'sway of training us and teaching us.
虽然征战每一天都在进行。
And yes, every single day there are battles that are engaging.
但是在我们人生中一定会碰到一些突然发生的事，超过我们所能应付的事情。
But I know that everyone would be able to identify that in your life, all of a sudden there would be something that would come as a wave that we couldn't handle immediately.
就跟乌克兰的百姓一样，突然一下子战事临到他们。
It's just like the people of Ukraine, and all of a sudden.This war came upon them.
如果我们里面力量不够的时候，当我们面对那样子的挑战，那样子的征战，很多时候我们就倒下去了。
If we do not have the strength inwardly, the moment we face those challenges, we discover that we will fall.
所以征战的胜败虽然是在战场上决定。
So yes, the victory is determined on the battlefield.
不应该说是在战场上决定，是在战场上显明的。
I should actually say that the victory is revealed on the battlefield.
但是征战的胜败在平常就决定了。
But whether you win or you lose is already determined in your ordinary days.
我再讲一次啊。
Let me say this again.
征战的胜败是在战场上显明的，但是征战的胜败是在平常就决定的。
The win or the loss is revealed on the battlefield, but is determined in every single day of our lives.
所以我们今天要讲的这一段路是在约书亚记第三章到第五章。
And so the scripture that we will cover today is from Joshua chapter 3 to chapter 5.
啊，我们没有时间去读那么长的经文，大家回家读是故事哈。
And again, we don't have the chance to go through every single verse. It is a story that I really encourage everybody to read when you get home.
但是我今天我只讲两个重要的点。
I'm going to focus on two important points.
一个是过约旦河。
Number one is the passing of the River Jordan.
你要进入迦南，进入基督里，你必须过约旦河。
To enter into Canaan, to enter into Christ, you must go through the River Jordan.
第二个我要讲的是在耶利哥的平原。
The second point that I want to illustrate is the encampment at the plains of Jericho.
我们知道耶利哥是整个迦南地属灵征战的第一场征战。
And we know the battle at Jericho is the very first battle that the people engaged in when they entered the promised land.
征战开始之前，神在耶利哥平原上所做的事。
And there are some things that God has done on the plains of Jericho before they engaged in this battle.
对我们每一个人都很重要。
It is important to every single one of us.
在耶利哥平原那里有一个地方叫做基甲。
And on that plain, there's a place called Gilgal.
这也是我们今天信息里面很重要的一件事情。
And it's a very important point for today.
就在这个基甲这个地方发生的几件事跟我们属灵的经历其实是息息相关的。
And the things that transpire at this place called Gilgal has everything to do with our spiritual experiences.
所以你去读约书亚记发现他们征战不管失败不管得胜完了以后都回到基甲来。
So as you read through the book of Joshua, you come to discover whether it's a battle of victory or a battle of loss, they always come back to Gilgal.
换句话说，基甲是他们的一个非常重要的基地。
And in other words, Gilgal is almost like a base camp for them.
所以我们每一个人也都要有自己属灵经历生命成长上的基甲。
And we, as we grow spiritually, every single one of us need to have the spiritual Gilgal.
在这里我们受到提醒，在这里我们被 renew。
Here we are reminded, here we are renewed.
让我们能够继续的在每一场征战中能够靠着主得胜。
That we could continue by the strength of the Lord, we could have victory.
好，我们现在来看约旦河。
So again, let's come and look at this very first point, passing the River Jordan.
这里讲到过约旦河是进迦南美地一定要经过的路。
And again, this is a pathway that every person must go through when they come into Canaan.
而且圣经上不止一次讲到我们的神先过去了。
And the scripture tells us again and again that the Lord our God proceeded before us.
他在那里等着我们过来。
He is there waiting for us to cross over.
所以是每一个要在基督里蒙受救恩的人都必须走的路。
So every single one of us who have received the grace in Christ, this is the pathway we all need to be on.
来，我们读一些我摘录的经文就好了。
And again, I just want to read the verses that I've outlined today.
因为今天的故事比较是故事性经文，所以中文我读，然后下一段你读英文。
Again, because it's a story
PowerPoint,
we'll follow the PowerPoint and we'll read Chinese and English side by side.
Yeah. 约书亚记第三章十到十七节，约书亚说：“看哪，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去。”到约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人等等等等等很多的仇敌。
And Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from you the Canaanites.
十四节，百姓离开帐篷里要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。
And so it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people.
他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，约旦河的水在收割的时候是满过两岸的啊。然后那从上往下流的水便在极远之地立起成垒。
And as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped into the edge of the water.
抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
The River Jordan stopped. And verse 17 continues, then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan.
里面很多很多很宝贝的教训我没有空也没有机会可以讲。
Again, there are a lot of intricate details in these verses. I don't have the time to elaborate on them.
你看祭司的脚一进水，水才分开。
And as we read earlier, the moment the priest put their foot into the river then parted.
而不是先分开才脚跨下去。
The river didn't stop its flow, and then they stepped in, but they stepped in first.
请问你是抬约柜的祭司，你敢不敢踏？
And I ask you, if you're one of the priests that is bearing the Ark of the Covenant, are you willing to take that first step?
滔滔江水漫过两岸。
And this raging river is flooding the two banks.
你看到一个约柜，约柜大概有人说288磅啊。
And somebody says the Ark of the Covenant is about 288 pounds, and you're bearing its load.
你不可能走在水里面，你还可以游的，你一定下去的。
It is very, very difficult for you to swim with this weight on your back. You're going to sink.
凭信心跨下去。
But by faith, I take that step.
整个水分开来。
And then the river stopped its flow.
水分开就分开了，百姓们居然如走干地。
And then the river parted. That's great, but the people were walking through dry land.
怎么可能河分开来，里面是干的呢？
How is it possible that as the river stopped its flow, that the land would be dry?
弟兄姊妹，我们要去体会神在我们的经历里面。很多地方他大能的介入，恩典的介入。
And we need to come and discover in many, many ways in our lives how God intervenes with His great might.
我们生病也好，碰到难处也好，我们的确可以用人的方法来解决它，然后感谢神。
Whether we are sick or whether we have difficulties in our lives, we could use many, many ways of our own to resolve those and then come and thank the Lord for them.
但是很多的时候，神容许环境大到一个地步，让我们看见神恩典的介入，看见他大能的介入。
But sometimes God allows these trials that are so immense and so great that we see that it had to be the hand of God that has to intervene. All the days of our lives, when we look back on those experiences, we could but bow and worship the Lord.
他的大能让水分开，力气成垒。
It is His might, His power that allowed the rivers to part and to become standing still as great walls.
他的恩典让地一下子成为干的，百姓可以走，不是犁糟地。
And His grace immediately allowed the land to be dry ground and it is not this muddy soil.
Okay, 我们看了那个图，我们接下来读。
And this is just an illustration, a picture for you to ponder upon. We'll continue to read.
第四章第八节，以色列人就照着约书亚所吩咐的，按着以色列人支派的数目，从约旦河中取了十二块石头。约书亚另把十二块石头立在约旦河中，直到今日，那石头还在那里。
And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord has spoken to Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan.
抬耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌刚落旱地，约旦河的水就流回原处，人就涨过两岸。
And it came to pass that the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the sole of the priests' feet touched the dry land, that the water of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before.
二十节，他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头，约书亚就立在基甲。对以色列人说，耶和华你们的神在你们面前前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们面前使红海干了，等着我们过来一样。
Verse 20, and those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then they spoke to the children of Israel, saying, For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea.Which he dried up before us until we had crossed over.
好，先让大家看一个地图，有点概念哈。
And again, here is a map for you to have some understanding of the path that they took.
好，听说我们的荧幕还是太小了，后面人看不太到。
And maybe those who are in the back can see it quite clearly.
Okay, 神庭就是他们打发探子的地方。没有关系，然后他们进来。
I can't read the map. The great spot is the place where the 12 spies were summoned and they enter into the promised land.
那里黄色是耶利哥，然后绿色是基甲。
And the yellow marking is Jericho, And right below it, the marking is green. That is where Gilgal is located.
好，那大家稍微了解一下地图没有关系。那我们底下来看，那么到底约旦河为什么这么重要
？And why is it so important this event of crossing the River Jordan？
以色列人从埃及出发要进到迦南，需要经过两道水。
And for the people of Israel to come out of Egypt and enter into Canaan, they have to pass two waters.
哪两道水
？Two body of waters. Which two？
第一个红海
，Number one, the Red Sea.
第二个约旦河
，Secondly, the River Jordan.
哥林多前书第十章，保罗替我们解释的什么叫做红海
？The First Corinthians, Paul described to us what is the river, what is the Red Sea.
他说：“弟兄们，我们的祖宗从前在云下，都从海中经过，在云里海里受洗。”
And he says that our forefathers passed through the Red Sea, and they were in the Lord, and they were baptized through Moses.
换句话说，红海的经历讲到受浸的经历。
And the experience of the Red Sea is the experience of baptism.
我们跟世界、跟仇敌的权势一刀两断，在红海完全被埋葬。
And right at the Red Sea, we are now forever separated from the power and the dominion of the world, and we have no part in that world.
所以以色列百姓受洗归了摩西，新约的百姓受洗归了基督。
And so the people, as they came out of Egypt, they were baptized into Moses, and as they entered into Canaan, they were baptized into Christ.
但是那个是一个客观的事实，讲到受浸的经历。
That is a subjective experience, speaking of the experience of baptism.
所以我们每一个人受浸的日期都不一样，对不对
？So every single one of us, we were baptized on a different date.
那么约旦河呢，是讲到受浸主观的经历。
And I'm sorry. And then the river Jordan speaks of the subjective experience.
我们读一节经文就很清楚了。罗马书六章三到五节也是我们今天的背诵经文。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，就要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his deathTherefore, we were baptized with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我就很快简单复习一下，红海是讲到我们受浸的事实和经验。
And again, the Red Sea speaks of the reality of our baptism.
重在客观上的
，as speaks of the objective truth of what God has done。
在那个受浸的里面，我们把撒旦、把世界的权势都埋葬了。
And that in that baptism symbolizes that we have buried the power of the world and the and Satan over us。
但是
we buried it。
过约旦河讲到我们受浸主观上的经历。
But when we speak of the crossing of the River Jordan, we speak of the subjective experience that we each have。
特别讲到我的旧人、我的肉体、我的老我，跟基督一同埋葬。
It speaks of my flesh, my old nature. That person has been buried with Christ.
从水里上来就与基督一同复活。
And then when I come out of that water, I am resurrected with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常非常重要的经验。
Brothers, this is a very, very important experience.
我常常说，受浸不是只有那一天。
And I tell people often that.The day of your baptism is not just on that particular day.
受浸的经历是我们一辈子都要用的。
The experience of baptism is something that we go through all the days of our life.
我们在这里宣告，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
And every single day we declare, we proclaim, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以那天过约旦河的时候
，So that day when they crossed the River Jordan,
神叫约书亚传令给以色列十二个支派。
And so God commanded Joshua to the 12 tribes of Israel.
每一个支派派一个代表出来。
And every tribe had a representative.
他们不仅仅把石头留在约旦河里面。
Not only did they bring this stone and they left it in the river.
他们也要从约旦河里面每一个支派挑一个石头出来。
And every tribe, they needed also pick up a stone that was already in the river.
要扛到对岸去，扛到应许之地。
They must take it and carry it into the promised land.
圣经上说，当水 又漫过两岸的时候
And the scripture tells us when the water came and covered up that pathway again
这十二个石头还在水里面直到今日
That those 12 stones, they are still there until this day
讲到我们与基督一同埋葬一直到永远
It speaks the fact that we are buried with Christ until eternity
同样的十二块石头被带到迦南地上
And those 12 stones that were brought up and carried into the carried
放在
Canaan
放在基甲成为一个记号成为一个见证
They were placed at Gilgal to be a testimony
所以在这里我们发现十二个支派表示是所有的以色列人都要有的经验
So these 12 tribes represents that every single Israelite needs to have this experience
所以我们基督徒都应该要有受浸的经历
So every single one of us or Christians need to have this experience of baptism
不光要有客观上受浸
Not only objectively you are baptized on that day
而且我们需要常常地活在受浸的主观经历里面
But subjectively we got to experience this act of baptism every single day
所以圣经里面讲到我们被神从黑暗的权势里面救出来
That the scripture tells us that we have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness
被我们被迁到爱子的国度里
And we've been conveyed or brought into the kingdom of the beloved son
保罗也说他的责任就是让人从黑暗中归向光明
And Paul says his one responsibility in his ministry is to bring those people out of darkness and into the light
从撒旦的权下归向神
And from the dominion of Satan to under the power of God
弟兄姊妹这是我们每一天都应该要有的经历
Brothers and sisters, this is something that we ought to experience every single day
受浸的经历是我们每一天都要有的经历
The experience of baptism is something we have to go through every day
也不再是我乃是基督
That it is no longer I, the proclamation, but Christ
就像于师母常常讲的第二个反应
And what Pastor Nancy often said, our second response
我们常常就是第一个就反应出来我的老我就出来了
A lot of time our immediate response, that very first response is our old self
我们埋怨我们生气我们沮丧我们有很多负面的情绪
We complain, we're angry and we fall into despair A lot of these negative emotions
当我们真经历基督的替代不再是我乃是主
When we truly experience this substitution, this exchange of Christ that is no longer I but Christ
你发现从前我们从来不跟人家道歉的现在会跟人家道歉
You discover I never used to say I'm sorry but now I can say those words
甚至这次明明是对方错我们居然主动去和好了
And obviously it's the other person's fault but I took the initiative to make peace
这有什么事叫不再是我是主
Brothers, this is what it meant that it is no longer I but Christ.
从来不敢在教会开口祷告的。
I used to be so timid. I never dared to open up my mouth.
我们现在学习顺服主，拿掉自己的面子，拿掉自己的自觉，起来赞美主。
And I'm willing to obey the Lord and put down my own pride, and I want to come and proclaim the praises of the Lord.
从前我要怎么花钱，怎么做决定，我自己做决定就是了。
And time passed, however I spend my money, however I spend my resources, I own that decision.
现在我们回去祷告了，我们不一样了。
And now I'm willing to pray, I'm willing to ask the Lord, I'm no longer the same.
弟兄姊妹，这个讲到基督的替代，不再是我，乃是主。
And brothers and sisters, this is what is meant by the substitution of Christ, that it is no longer I,But Christ.
如果迦南地是讲在基督里
If Canaan is to represent being in Christ,
我们要能够真活在基督里，你就必须是不再是我，乃是基督。
And for us to really be able to live in Christ, it has to be no longer I. Isn't that correct?
所以为什么过约旦河是进迦南地的必经之路
？Oh, this is the reason why crossing the River Jordan is a necessary pathway to enter into Canaan.
为什么过约旦河是基督徒要得胜的必经之路
？And this is the reason why.Going past the River Jordan is the pathway, necessary pathway for victory.
河东的两个半支派就非常可惜。
And those who are on the east of the River Jordan, they fall in such tragedy.
他们要住在约旦河的东边，不肯过约旦河。
And these two tribes, they wanted to stay. They want to stay put on the east side of the river. They didn't want to cross over.
他们只要神的祝福。
They only wanted the blessings of the Lord.
但是他们不要主自己。
They did not want the Lord himself.
他们看见基列地可以牧放羊群，可以为妇人孩子筑城， 他们说这就是我们的地
they,
我们不过河了
They say the land of Gilead is sufficient for us. It is abundant. It is enough to sustain my family. We don't need a crossover.
所以你去读以色列的历史河东两个半支派一直受到仇敌的搅扰
So you come to discover those two tribes on the east side of the river time and time again they were under the oppression of the enemy.
他们 最先亡国
They were the first ones to fall.
到今天都还没有恢复还在约旦的手下
And to this very day they have not been restored.
好弟兄姊妹我们今天在主的面前所有的拣选太重要了
Brothers and sisters, all of our choosing in the Lord, they are so important.
整个约旦河要解决的问题就是我这个人的问题
The problem that the River Jordan wants to resolve is the problem with self.
所以属灵道路上面的男主生命成长的男主神祝福的男主常常不是别人就是我
So our greatest obstacle to pursuing the Lord, to grow in the Lord, oftentimes it's not a person or a thing that are external, but we ourselves.
第二个，我们来到了耶利哥平原。
And secondly, you know, we see that they come to the plain of Jericho.
好，我们要很快的读一下经文啊，在耶利哥的平原上发生的这几件事。
We're going to read it very quickly. There are a couple of important events that have happened.
我今天不是每一个事都要细讲。
And I cannot go into detail of every single one of these items.
就跟你在上战场的时候。
Just like when you enter into a battlefield.
好，我把枪给你，把军装给你，把头盔给你，把什么东西给你，这个不是现在才开始做的。
And I give you a weapon. I give you a gun. I give you the armor. This is not something that you do now.
我们平常就讲了，平常就应该要有的认识和装备。
And we talk about these things so that in your ordinary days, you know what these things are. You are equipped.
只是你要打仗的话，这几件事都太重要了。
And so when you come and enter into warfare, all of a sudden these things become very important.
我们很快的读一下约翰福约书亚记第五章。
And quickly, we're going to come and read Joshua chapter 5.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说你制造火石刀第二次给以色列人行割礼国民都受完了割礼耶和华对约书亚说我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了因此那地方名叫吉甲吉甲就是滚去的意思
All that at that time the Lord said to Joshua make flint knives for yourselves and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second timeSo it was, when they had finished circumcising all the people, then the Lord said to Joshua, This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. It means to roll away.
第十节，以色列人在吉甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产。正当那日吃无酵饼和红的谷，他们吃了那地的出产。第二日，玛纳就止住了，以色列人也不再有玛纳了。
Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho, and they ate the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and the parched grain on the very same day.Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna.
十三节，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就伏伏在地，下拜说。我主有什么话吩咐仆人
Verse 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was on, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn, in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No.But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant?
十五节，耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
Verse 15, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so.
好，我们在这里看这四件事。
We want to come and look at these four things.
这四件事情对每一个基督徒要过得胜的生活都很重要。
Again, these four things are very, very important for us to live a victorious life.
原谅我说哈， 这个四面受敌却不被困住。
Forgive me for saying this, that we are pressed on all sides, but we are not, are not bound.
呀，东西南北都是仇敌，都是困境。
You look north, south, east, west, there are enemies all around you.
好像没路走的时候。
As if there's no way out.
底下我们要讲的这四件事情，任何一件事情都可以让你突破重围。
And I want to tell you these four things that I will come and illustrate and talk about will allow you to find a way out.
这个叫做属灵极假的经历。
And this is the spiritual experience at the land of Gilgal.
我们每一个人都需要在这几个的经历和认识上要很 solid， 要很结实。
And every single one of us, we need to have a very personal, very solid experience of every one of these things.
不然你会很多的时候就不知道自己为什么那么软弱。
And oftentimes you come to ponder, why am I so weak?
不知道为什么不能得胜。
Why is it that I can't live a victorious life?
或是我们下一个小时新人门训要讲的怎么样子走出灵命的低谷，很多时候我们落在低谷里面。
And the next hour, the new and discipleship on the Chinese ministry side, how do I come and walk out of the spiritual valley?
在这里第一件事情讲到在极假受割礼，就是要滚去肉体，除去羞辱。
And the very first event that we saw was the circumcision at Gilgal. It's the roll away of the flesh to get rid of the reproach.
我们知道受割礼一方面来说是神跟亚伯拉罕跟神的百姓立约的记号。
And we know circumcision is a covenant that the Lord has made with Abraham and his descendants.
但是另外一方面它不光只是一个记号。
On the other hand, it is not just a mark.
它背后有非常重要的属灵意义。
There's significant spiritual meaning behind circumcision.
不然这个记号为什么不刻在手上，每一个人都看得到？
Why is it then that this mark is not on your arm that everyone can see?
因为在这里有它属灵的意义在。
Because there are spiritual significance to circumcision.
所以对割礼最好的解释从新约。
So the best explanation for circumcision comes to us through the New Testament.
我们看哥罗西书第二章十一节。
We come and look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
他说你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And verse 11 it says, In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
所以新约让我们看见的旧约真正的意义是什么？
And so the New Testament allow us to come to understand the meaning of the story in the Old Testament.
所以保罗也说，真割礼不是外面的，是里面的。
And so Paul says this time and again that true circumcision is not outward but internal.
真的割礼不是人手所行的，乃是基督为我们做的。
But the true circumcision is not done by the hands of man but what Christ has done.
真的割礼不在于外面切去什么，而是在让我们脱离肉体情欲。
The true circumcision, it is not really a cutting away of the outward, but that we would be severed from our lust and our flesh.
所以从新约里面我们知道割礼不是只为了男人的。
And we know that circumcision is not just for men through the New Testament.
所有神的儿女们都需要经过割礼。
Every child of God must be circumcised.
所以弟兄姊妹割礼说到滚去我们的肉体。
And again, circumcision speaks of this rolling away, undoing of the flesh.
除去我们的羞辱。
And to remove the reproach that is in us.
所以我们这个人，老亚当的生命，所有的表现，思想、言行，各种，都叫做肉体。
The old Adamic life, all of its expressions is the flesh.
所以在这里，肉体它的确有它很坏的一面。
And we know that the flesh,has its very ugly side.
我们的情欲，我们的败坏，我们的骄傲，我们的诡诈，我们的自我，这些都是肉体的表现。
Our lust, our corruption, our pride, our selfishness, these are all of the flesh. We know that.
这个叫做低档的肉体。
Low quality. These are the low quality of the flesh.
那还有高档的肉体。
And there are also high qualities of the flesh.
别人夸我们很温柔，很有爱心，很体贴。很勤劳，很多很多的夸奖。
And a lot of people will come give us accolades about our gentleness and that we're very diligent and maybe a lot of things that they praise us for.
弟兄姊妹，被别人夸也要小心的。
And you got to be careful when you are receiving accolades from someone.
因为神看不是根据外面的行为，而是根据里面生命的源头。
Because when God sees us, he doesn't see us from the outside, he sees the source of what's on the inside.
两个都很有爱心，一个是从他天然的爱心出来，一个是从基督的爱出来，这两个是在神眼中完全不一样。
Two people outwardly exhibit love, but one exhibits or lives out that love from his own flesh versus one that is loving through Christ. These two loves are absolutely different.
神在乎生命的源头，在乎胜过我们外面的表现。
God cares about the source of that life surpasses the, what is seen on the outside.
真是基督活出来当然讨神喜悦。
If it is truly Christ and Christ is lived out, the Lord God is pleased.
你不是基督，你可以活得令人喜欢。
And if it is not of Christ, you can live in such a way that the world admires it.
人家都夸奖你，但是神不夸奖。
Everybody would say great job, but God would withhold his praise.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个肉体实在是一个很狡猾的，一个很可怕，它永远跟着我们的。
And the flesh is trickery. It always kind of sneaks around and follows behind us.
所以我不光在地位上，在这个我的身份上借着受尽，我在基督里再也不一样了，我是新造的。
Positionally, we come to understand that as we are baptized, that I am no longer the same, I am of a new creation.
我不需要再过约旦河，但是我需要常常被带回到基甲来。
I don't need to go through this repeated experience of going crossing the River Jordan, but I need to be brought back to Gilgal again and again.
我需要在我的生活，我的言行，我的思想，我的情感，我各方面要被显明什么是出于神的，什么不是出于神的。
In my life, in my words, in my emotions, in my attitudes, I need to be revealed. It needs to be revealed whether they are of the Lord or not.
啊，所以以前我曾经说过，当然我不好意思再说哈，因为怕得罪人。但是我自己觉得90%以上的人，90%活在肉体里面。
And I know I've said this before, and I don't say this to offend anyone.But I think 90% of the time, 90% of the people, 90% of the time live in the flesh.
至少在我们出信的时候，刚开始走路的时候，还不认识这个真理的时候。
Perhaps really at the beginning of us coming to faith in Christ, we didn't really understand the spiritual truth and significance.
我们很不小心就活在肉体里面。
And unknowingly, we can't just wander off into this realm of living off the flesh.
不是很不小心，很自然的就活在肉体。
And actually, it's not that we are not careful. It's just very naturally we live out of the flesh.
我们要很小心，很用心才活在属灵里面。
And we have to be very diligent, very careful. Then we are living in the spirit of God.
我们太容易表现自我了。
And it's so easy for us to live as ourselves.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是今天神在我们身上一个很重要的救恩。他把肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都已经钉在十字架上。
This is a wonderful salvation that Christ has accomplished, that he has crucified the lust of the flesh and thereof on the cross.
因为神不要这个。
Because God says, I don't want any of this.
神要我们成为一般不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人。
That we will be a people that is not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit of God.
所以刚才我们讲了对割礼最好的解释，哥罗西书。现在我们讲对肉体最好的诠释，最好的解释。罗马书第八章六到八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. It describes us, tells us the description of the flesh.
我们自己读过就好了哈。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命和平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
But to be carnally minded or fleshly is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
所以你要晓得属肉体不是小事情。
So you need to come to understand that being of the flesh is not a small thing.
他不能得神喜欢也就算了。
It cannot please God. And you say, okay, that's not so bad.
他是与神为仇的。
But you need to understand you are at enmity with God.
而且你体贴肉体，结果就是死。
And the consequences of being subject to the flesh is death.
第二件事情，他们在这里发生的就是在耶利哥平原守逾越节。
And then we come and discover that as they came and crossed over, the second thing that they did was observe the Passover.
我用一句话来表达，就是我们要稳踏羔羊救赎的根基。
And my summary for this very act of celebrating the Passover is standing firmly on the redemptive foundation of the Lamb.
所有属灵的征战。
Every spiritual battle,
所有我们的生活侍奉。
Every area of our lives, the way we serve.
我们都离不开宝血。
We cannot be separated from the blood of Christ.
没有耶稣基督的宝血。
Without the precious blood.
我们这个人不可能在神面前势立得住，站立得住。
There's no way any one of us can stand before God.
你觉得你得胜也好，你觉得你失败也好，我们都需要宝血。
Whether you feel that you're standing well, you're victorious, or whether you have failed, we all need the blood of the Lamb.
就算你最近非常爱主，每一个人都说你好，你也需要宝血。
And even though you feel like I love the Lord these days, and everybody says yes, you do love the Lord, you still need the blood of the Lamb.
就算我们最近非常失败，我们自己都恨恶自己，我们当然需要宝血。
Or even if I failed to the extent that I even hate myself.We still need the blood of the Lamb.
因为我们是借着耶稣的血得以进入至圣所。
Because it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are able to enter into the holies of holies.
我想宝血的信息我们讲了很多，我就不多说了啊。
And I'm not going to expound more and more. We talk about this quite a bit here.
但是借着耶利哥上守逾越节，一方面让我们看见所有征战。得胜的根基跟根据都是借着耶稣的宝血。
And again, we see that the foundation of every victory.Is through the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄们胜过他是因为什么？羔羊的血。
The brethren overcame through the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄们能胜过他，因为羔羊的血。
The brethren are able to overcome because of the blood of the Lamb.
和他自己所见证的道。
And the word of their testimony.
所以全能是在血，有一首诗歌我们很喜欢唱的。
There's a wonderful hymn that we often sing, The Power is the Blood.
Power, 算了，没有空唱了。Power in the blood.
There's power in the blood.
好，第三件事情。
And thirdly,
他们吃完逾越节宴席以后，第二天开始，他们开始吃迦南地的土产。
And after they celebrated the Passover, they began to eat the produce of the land.
玛纳就不再降了。
And from that day on, manna no longer came.
然后弟兄姊妹，神让他们开始吃迦南地各式各样的土产。
Now God allowed them to begin to enjoy all the produce of Canaan.
申命记第九章告诉我们，那里有葡萄树、橄榄树、无花果树，还有什么大麦、小麦，各式各样的丰富。
Deuteronomy tells us that the abundance, the fullness, the vine, the grapes, and the barley and the wheat, it's just the abundance of the produce of the land.
我们小的时候。还是婴孩的时候要靠灵奶。
And when we're still young, we need spiritual milk.
我们必须吃奶，不能吃干粮。
And we can only but drink milk. We can't eat solid food.
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们，成人那一般必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人。
And the book author of Hebrew also used this illustration that there are some that can only drink milk that cannot eat solid food.
因为他说，唯有长大成人的人才能吃干粮。
So all those who are grown and mature can they now eat solid food?
保罗也说，我从前不能够用饭喂你们，只能够用奶喂你们，到今天还是这样。
Paul also used that analogy that I wasn't able to feed you with solid food, but only milk. To this very day, you're still the same.
讲到我们的生命不够成熟，不够成长。
These verses tells us that our life has not yet matured. We have not yet grown.
今天我们在迦南地。
We are now here in the land of Canaan.
神让我们享受基督一切的丰富。
To come to enjoy all the fullness that is in Christ.
借着吃主喝主，享受基督各样的丰满。
That through eating Him and drinking of Him, we can enjoy all the fullness that is in Christ.
所以当我们吃主喝主吃饱了，我们才可能有力量征战。
And then when we have the Lord, we are satisfied with the Lord, then we would have the strength to fight.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过你三天不吃饭会是什么样子？
Brother and sister, have you ever thought about what you would be like if you haven't eaten for 3 days?
一个礼拜只吃一顿饭，你会不会饿？
Let's say one week you only ate one meal, would you be hungry?
很多弟兄姊妹一个礼拜就吃一顿饭，只有礼拜天来聚会。
We only eat once a week. We come on Sundays.
平常不读经、不祷告、不聚会。
Most of the time, I don't really come to the Word of God. I don't really, come to the assembly with other saints.
你没有正常的吃主喝主，你怎么可能健康？怎么可能成长？怎么可能征战？怎么可能得胜？
I don't eat of the Lord. I don't drink of the Lord on a regular basis. How is it possible that we have the strength to fight?
所以从前的粮食都是按时降下来的。
So in time past, all the food that they need came in its due season.
现在我们自己要去收割，自己来。享受的。
Now they need to be engaged. They now need to go and lay hold of the produce to enjoy.
所以我们一定要成长，一定要会吃。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to say that we need to know how to grow. We need to know how to eat.
对你们年轻人实在不需要讲你们要会吃哈，我发现你们年轻人好会吃。
I know for all the young people in our midst to tell you you need to learn how to eat, and that is something very, very obvious because I come to discover all the young people in our church know how to eat.
海鲜该吃哪一家，牛排该吃哪一家，珍珠奶茶该到哪一家，你们都懂。
You guys all know where to go for seafood, for a steak, or for boba. You know the right places to go.
我们舍不得买，你们都舍得买。
And the things that we can't spend money on, we don't want to spend money on, you're willing to spend money on.
弟兄姊妹，属灵上有没有胃口啊？
But spiritually, do you have a spiritual appetite?
要爱慕纯净的灵奶，要爱慕属灵的粮食，像你爱慕这些珍珠奶茶、牛排什么的。
To love the pure word of God, the spiritual word of God, the milk and the solid food of God, just like you would love boba.
你不用举手，你这两天真的有灵修吗？
You don't need to raise your hands, but did you spend quality time, devotional time with the Lord?
在你灵修里面、小组聚会里面、刚才的唱诗里面，我们吃到了什么没有？
In your devotion time, in our time of worship, corporate worship, in your personal reading of the Word of God, have you eaten anything?
我们满足吗？我们得到力量吗？
Are you satisfied? Are you strengthened?
所以每一次来聚会一定要跟主要句话 so, 要可以吃下去的
So every time you come and gather in the house of God You need to come and ask the Lord Lord give me something that I can come and eat of you
不要空空的来空空的回去
Don't come empty handed and don't leave empty handed
太重要了
It is so important
所以吃讲到享受吃讲到联合
And an ability to eat speaks of enjoyment speaks of union with Christ
中国话说你吃什么像什么
And there's a Chinese saying that no matter whatever you eat, you become what you eat.
你的健康由你吃的东西决定的。
Your health is determined by what you eat.
所以我们属灵的健康决定由我们吃的东西决定。
And I will tell you, our spiritual health has everything to do with what we eat spiritually.
我们属灵生活享不享受决定跟我们吃的东西有关的。
Whether we have good quality of our spiritual growth, our spiritual life, has everything to do with what we eat spiritually.
对不对？很多人拿吃当做 therapy, 当做治疗。
And a lot of people now realize and understand what I eat becomes therapy for me.
所以我讲到讲杂的，于师母就请我去吃一顿饭，可以医治我心里面挫折感。
So every time I mess up, as I preach, Pastor Anthony would take me out to a good meal to comfort me.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个吃讲到享受，吃讲到联合。所吃的东西成为我的生命，成为我的营养，成为我的力量。
And again, to be able to eat speaks of enjoyment, speaks of this union, that whatever I eat becomes my health, becomes my strength.
在基督里吃不完的。
That in Christ, it is a buffet. You can't finish all the food.
神家不应该贫穷，神儿女不应该饥荒。
There is no deficiency in the house of God. There should not be any famine in the house of God.
圣经太丰富了，讲话的神更丰富。
The word of God, the scripture is full of abundance, and is so the one who speaks to the Lord God.
内住的基督更丰富 ，He is all and in all.
The Christ who dwells in us, He's even more abundant. He is all and in all.
第四件事情。
Fourthly,
他在征战前跟神相遇。
We come to find that before this battle, he had an encounter with God.
他降服在神的面前。
And he surrendered to the Lord God.
我们很习惯的一件事情。
And something that we are all accustomed to, very...
就会要问，你是来帮助我的，是来帮助我们的仇敌。
Very natural for us to come and ask and say, Lord, are you for us or are you for my adversary?
你发现这位元帅
You come to discover that this commander,
神的儿子在这里回答他
the Son of God responded.
完全不照他问的问题回答
He did not respond according to his question.
你是来帮助我还是帮助仇敌？照理说只有两个答案
Are you for us or for adversary? There should only be two answers, right?
回答他说 No.
And the answer was no.
我不是来帮助你的，也不是帮助仇敌的，我是来做元帅的。
I'm not here.To help you, I'm not here for your adversary. I am here to be the commander.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们不让主居首位的话
，If we do not allow the Lord to have the first place,
你要他来帮助你去做恶吗
？You want to ask him to come and help you to do evil?
你要他帮助你去做违背神旨意的事吗
？Do you want him to come and assist you to do the things that is against the will of God?
所以主根本不回答这个问题。
So God will not answer that question.
我来是做元帅的。
He says, "I've come to be the commander."
把你的鞋子脱下来，这是圣地。
Take off your shoes because this is holy ground.
啊，这些经文都太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, these words are so precious.
哪里有神显现，哪里就是圣地；哪里有神显现，哪里就是至圣所。
Where there is the presence of God, it is holy ground. Where there is the presence of God, it is the holy of holies.
哪里要遇见神，就要脱掉所有属地的沾染。
And wherever you meet God, you need to take off everything that is in direct contact with the world.
所以与元首相遇，一方面叫我们持定元。
And again, to be united with the commander, with the head, is that we would hold fast to the head.
以免让我们看见我们得胜有余。
For us to be able to see that I am more than able to overcome.
由他做元帅。
Because he is the commander.
不可能失败。
There's no way I could fail.
因为征战的胜败不在乎人多人少，乃在乎耶和华。
Because the victory is not given to those who have, are dependent on numbers, but of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我没有时间多讲这四件事情。
And again, these four things.
这是几甲
Gilgal.
我们每一个人都有自己的几甲
Every single one of us have our own personal experience of Gilgal.
因为这里面的每一件事情都可以让我这个人杀出重围
Because every one of these things is able to allow me to overcome and to fight through.
不管让我胜过肉体也好
Rather for me to overcome the flesh.
不管让我站在基督伟大救赎的根基上也好
Whether I stand on the foundation of the wonderful salvation of Jesus Christ.
他的爱他的血都让我夸胜
His love, his blood allows me to proclaim his victory.
或者我们在基督里享受他吃他喝他与他联合
Or that for me to enjoy Christ, to be in him, that he would be my sustenance, that I am united with him.
或者在我目前的处境上我持定元首让他来带领
And that no matter where I am, I'm holding fast to my commander. He will lead.
那个决定不一样
Brother and sister, it will be absolutely different the way we live.
所以我讲完这个故事就结束了。南北战争有一场很关键性的战役上
And I come to the conclusion of a message today that in the Civil War here in, of America, there was a key battle.
林肯旁边的一个将军问他说不是在那里说不知道明天这场 战役神会不会站在我们神会站在哪一边
The general asked President Lincoln, I don't know tomorrow on this battleground whether the Lord is going to be on our side.
就跟你们看足球对不对
It's just like when you guys watch football, right?
加州的基督徒为加州赢祷告，东岸的为东岸赢祷告，是吧
？The Christian on the West Coast, we pray for the team on the West Coast. Those who are on the East Coast, pray for the team on the East Coast.
神会不会站我们这一边
Would the Lord be on our side? Go Niners.
林肯回答说：“我从来不担心神站不站在我们这一边。”
But Lincoln said, "I never worry whether God is on our side."
我只担心我们有没有站在神的这一边。
But I worry whether we are standing on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，想过得胜生活吗
？Brothers, do you want to live a victorious life?
到底有没有 let God be God?
Are you willing to let God be God?
有没有让神得到他该得的地位
？Are you willing to allow God to have His rightful place?
在我的难处征战中来依靠他。
That in all of my troubles and all of my battles, that I would lean on Him.
我们最后一起读一段经文就结束。这也是我们等一下波饼要读的，我就现在一起读了。
Let's come and read this verse together. Is the what we're going to come to the Lord's table with?
哥罗西书
Colossians
第二章
Chapter 2
九到十二节
Verses 9 through 11.
刚才我们所讲的这几个点都在这里。
So everything that we talked about just now is all encompassed in these verses.
第九节、第十节，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Verse 9 and 10, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
十一节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Verses 11 and 12. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
你发现何等的奇妙
And you discover how marvelous.
旧约百姓们
The Old Testament, the people of God.
的历史的经历
And their history, what they have experienced.
在新约里面，我们都被带到一个属天 更真实的境界里面来经历它。
In the New Testament, we are brought into the spiritual reality to experience the same thing.
所有所讲的这几点都是讲到基督。
Every single one of these points we talked about today speaks of Christ.
过约旦河跟基督发生关系。
When we cross the River Jordan, it has everything to do with Christ.
行割礼除去肉体跟基督发生关系。
The circumcision at Gilgal, the rolling away of the flesh, has everything to do with Christ.
逾越节跟基督发生关系。
Keeping of the Passover has everything to do with Christ.
迦南地一切的丰富，吃主喝主享受主，跟基督发生关系。
They began to enjoy all the fullness, the produce of Canaan, has everything to do with the Lord.
持定元首跟基督发生关系。
And encountering and holding fast to the commander has everything to do with the Lord.
这是整个约书亚记都在讲进到基督里。
And the entire book of Joshua is telling us how to enter into Christ.
所以基督磐石，我所稳踏，其他地位都是流沙。
Yes, Jesus Christ, my solid rock, all other ground is sinking sand.
永远是我们的根基，是我们的 cornerstone。我们站起来唱。
He's forever our foundation. He's forever our cornerstone. Would you please rise and we'll sing and worship together.
We'll sing the first and the
third verse.
Verse 1 and verse 3.
Before the Lord's table, let's give Him all of our praise and our worship.
他是我们唯一的磐石。
He alone is our rock.
他是我们的 cornerstone.
He alone is the cornerstone.
Hallelujah! 我们所有的盼望都在他身上。
Hallelujah! All of our hope is on Him.
我们开始来赞美他，
来感谢他。Would you open up your mouth to praise this one?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we praise, we worship you. Your church praises and worship you today. Oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.Oh, my rock, my foundation. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We worship you today. This rock that we stand on, it is the rock that has been tried.The rock that has been tested、
Amen.
And it will not fail、Amen. Oh Lord, your church is anchored upon this rock. Your salvation is sure and steadfast. Oh, Holy Spirit, speak this truth in your church today.
Amen.
That as we come to your table, the firmness of this salvation,
Amen.
The firmness of this foundation, we lift up the name of Jesus. Forever, Jesus, you're the one who saves me.
Amen.
Emmanuel, you're the one who declares that God is forever with us.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
The glory of your salvation
praise
is
you God. Praise you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Jesus Christ is the only
Hallelujah.
Pathway that will lead us to victory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
主，也感谢圣灵在我们的里面做了不是人手所能做的割礼，
让
我们过去的一切肉体所带来的羞辱、情欲的败坏，哈利路亚，主耶稣，是的，今天我们要在我们的里面来尊你为王，主你是我们得胜的元帅，我们天天来跟随你，哈利路亚，感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿
门。
Dear Lord, we praise you together.
Amen.
And Lord, in such a world full of ground of sinking sand,
Amen.
We praise you because
Amen.
We have you
Amen.
As our rock. As the rock, cornerstone, set by the Lord, and tested and forever strong. And Lord, when we come to the table, we proclaim, Lord, you are our rock.
Amen.
You are our only rock.Besides you, there is no any other rock.
Amen.
And Lord, we also confess, we are yours, Lord. And we are together your people. We come to you one more time to be our commander and to lead us and bless us forever and ever. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.感谢你，你实在是用你的爱，永远的爱爱了我们。
阿门。
你也用你丰盛的恩典救赎了我们。
阿门。
主，我们谢谢你，主啊，如今真是你用你的宝血与我们立约，主啊，真是让我们都进入在这个新约中，主啊，站在基督的磐石上，我们可以进入你丰盛的恩典。我们谢谢你，赞美我们的主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Thank you, Jesus.
心可以向你感恩、赞美、敬拜。
阿
们。我们来到你的面前，你为我们刚强。主啊，我们来到你面前，你是我们盾牌、磐石。我们同心合意在这里纪念你，为我们牺牲十字架上征，尽我们处死入生，让我们旧的生命与基督同定十字架，靠主的复活生命进入我们心中。让我们远远纪念主耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
主啊，我们站在你桌子面前，心里面就有说不出来、说不出来的感恩。
When we stand before your table, we have words that cannot be numbered. Words of thanksgiving, O Lord.
哦，你对我们的爱是一个何等的爱
！Oh, what manner of love have you loved us?
你为我们所做成的、所赐给我们的，又是何等丰盛的救恩
！What you have accomplished, what you given to us, what the fullness of salvation.
哦，主啊，站在你桌子的面前，我们觉得也何等的亏欠。
Yes, Lord, standing at your table, O Lord, we feel like we fall short.
按着你儿女们所当知道的、所该活出来的，主啊，我们常常觉得我们亏欠呢。
Based on what we already know, what we ought to live out, Lord, we find that we fall short.
主啊，在你桌子面前，再一次我们里面、被你的爱、被你伟大的救恩所鼓舞、所坚固。
Lord, we pray that your love, your wonderful salvation would come once again, lift us up, just come and encourage us.
虽然我们会改变，但是你永远不改变。
Yes, Lord, though we may change, but you are forever the same.
虽然我们会失败，你永远得胜。
We falter, but you are forever victorious.
主啊，在这里我们求你的宝血再一次遮盖我们，赦免我们所有得罪你、得罪教会、得罪周围人的事情。
Oh Lord Jesus, cover us with your precious blood as we have offended you, as we have offended your church, and maybe even the people around us.
洁净我们。
Cleanse us, O Lord.
用你的爱来激励我们。
Lord, come and stir us up with your love.
也亲自为饼杯加上祝福。
Lord, we ask that you would bless this cup and you bless this bread.
让我们在仇敌面前享受丰盛的宴席。
That before our enemies that we may come and enjoy this feast that you have established for us.
就跟他们在耶利哥平原一样，还没有征战就已经可以先享受宴席。
That at the plain of Jericho, before they even do battle, they may come and enjoy a feast.
是你在仇敌面前为我们摆设的宴席。
And it is a feast that you have set up before our enemies.
是我们可以指着这个宴席向仇敌夸口的。
That we can point to this feast and we can come and boast to our enemies.
Amen. 因为基督用永远的爱爱了我们。
Because Christ has loved us with an everlasting love.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
As we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.